Well, girls high school postseason volleyball play continues tonight after a night off last night. In Class 1A Region 3 action, Audubon will be home against Stanton tonight. That'll be a matchup heard here on KJAN. Chris will be there to have that match for you live tonight. 7 o'clock is the start time on that match. He's on the air at 6:50 tonight. That's Audubon hosting Stanton tonight. The other side of that regional bracket, at Afton tonight, East Union hosting Grandview Christian. Also in 1A play tonight in Region 2, Sydney will host Essex this evening, while at Sloan, it'll be Arweva facing Siouxland Christian. In 2A play tonight in Region 1, Missouri Valley will battle Underwood. That match at Missouri Valley tonight. Also at Rock Rapids, Central Lyon will host Hinton tonight. In Class 2A Region 4 semifinal play, it'll be Tri-Center at home against Des Moines Christian, while Woodward Granger will host Grundy Center. And in Class 2A Region 5 play tonight, it'll be St. Albert at home. They'll face Trainer, while at Truro tonight, Central Decatur will play Pella Christian. Those winners will advance to the regional finals in Classes 1A and 2A. Well, Jake Arrieta was back in 2015 form Wednesday in Cleveland, so was Kyle Schwarber as the Chicago Cubs earned a 5-1 victory over the Indians to even up the World Series at a game apiece. Arrieta had a no-hitter until Jason Kipnis hit a one-out double in the sixth inning. Kipnis came around to score on a wild pitch moments before Mike Napoli singled to end Arrieta's night after 5 2/3 innings. Arrieta struck out 6 and walked 3 in addition to allowing 2 hits. Schwarber was 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI singles following a 1-for-3 performance in his return to the lineup in Game 1 on Tuesday. Schwarber missed the entire National League playoffs and all but 2 regular season games after tearing knee ligaments on April 7th at Arizona. Ben Zobrist added a run-scoring single and was 2-for-4 after collecting 3 hits in the opener. Anthony Rizzo lined an RBI double and scored twice in the Cubs' first World Series victory since Game 6 of the 1945 Fall Classic against the Tigers. Addison Russell worked out a bases-loaded walk in a 3-run fifth inning to put the Cubs up 5-0. Mike Montgomery and Aroldis Chapman combined to blank the Indians on 2 hits while striking out 6 over 3 1/3 innings of shutout relief. Losing pitcher Trevor Bauer was reached for 2 runs on 6 hits and 2 walks before leaving with 2 out in the fourth inning. The teams have a day off today. Then they'll resume the Fall Classic Friday at Wrigley Field. Kyle Hendricks will take the mound for Chicago in Game 3 against Josh Tomlin for the Indians. Tribe skipper Terry Francona has announced that Game 1 winner Corey Kluber will start Game 4 on Saturday in Chicago. Well, the Indians 6-0 win over the Cubs in Game 1 of the World Series Tuesday drew an 11.9 rating and a 19 share on Fox, averaging 19.4 million viewers. The audience was up 30% from the 14.9 million average for last year's opener, a 14-inning win by the Royals over the Mets. It's also the most since Philadelphia's victory over the New York Yankees in 2009, averaged 19.5 million. Some good news on baseball's labor front. Commissioner Rob Manfred is hopeful that an agreement on a new collective bargaining agreement will be reached before the current deal expires December 1st. Negotiators for management and the Players Association have been meeting in New York this week. The 2006 contract was announced during the World Series and the 2011 agreement on November 22nd. Manfred said whether there's an agreement reached during this year's Fall Classic depends on how long the World Series goes. Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz and Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant have received the Hank Aaron Award as the top hitter in their respective leagues. The 40-year-old Ortiz took American League honors after hitting .315 with 38 home runs, 127 RBIs, and 48 doubles in the 20th and final season of his Major League career. His 541 career home runs ranked 17th all-time. The 24-year-old Bryant batted .292 with 39 home runs and 102 RBIs while helping the Cubs cruise to the National League Central title and a subsequent spot in the World Series. A search warrant affidavit says the bodies of Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez and two of his friends had a strong odor of alcohol on them when they were recovered by divers following a boat crash off Miami Beach. The warrant, released by the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office, also says investigators found evidence that the boat was speeding when it slammed into a jetty on September 25th. The affidavit says officials found a receipt for alcohol from American Social Bar and Kitchen, where the trio had been before the crash. The Iowa High School baseball pitchers will be on a pitch count starting this summer. The radical change to the rules by the Iowa High School Athletic Association made the announcement Wednesday of a pitch count policy that will cap the number of pitches that any one pitcher can throw in a game to 110. That number is for 10th through 12th graders. The maximum for an 8th or 9th grader is 90. There are weekly pitch counts as well. 10th through 12th graders can throw no more than 180 pitches in a week, while 8th and 9th graders can't throw more than 150 pitches in a week. A 110-pitch game would then require 4 days of rest. Anytime someone throws more than 25 pitches in a day, rest will also be required. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are using their off week to try and fix an anemic offense. 7 starters returned from a unit that helped lead Iowa to the Rose Bowl, but after 8 games, they're ranked 113th out of 128 FBS teams in total offense. They are 5-3 after a 17-9 loss to Wisconsin.
Well, we got more good defensive teams on the schedule. To think that we're going to score 38 is probably not realistic, but we need to score more than 9, certainly Saturday. 9 didn't get it done. So, it's all in the numbers, and, say what you want, good, bad, or indifferent. But what I'm really focused on, I think all of us are focused on, is what we're going to do forward. How do we get enough points to win next week from Saturday?
A season-ending injury to leading receiver Matt Vandenberg followed the Big Ten opener has left the Hawkeyes with an inexperienced group of receivers who are having trouble getting open down the field. By the way, that was head coach Kirk Ferentz. Offensive coordinator Greg Davis feels senior quarterback C.J. Beathard is playing just as well this season as he did a year ago.
You have a wide receiver that's on an NFL roster. You got a tight end that's on an NFL roster. You got Jacob Hillier, who had played 4 years for us, and then you lost Matt Vandenberg. I mean, he lost a bunch of guys that he had a lot of experience with. So I certainly think that's a part of it.
Davis says the Hawkeyes have been in too many third and long situations. Iowa's off Saturday. They'll return to action November 5th with a visit to Penn State. Iowa State players say they are refreshed and ready for the stretch run as they prepare to host Kansas State in Big 12 conference play. The Cyclones were 1-6 and had last week off.
Trying to be a student athlete, it's a little bit stressful, and it gets a big workload on you sometimes. So just kind of be able to step away from football and focus on academics was really nice.
That's junior receiver Alan Lazard. Senior linebacker Kane Seeley says the time off allowed the players to heal up.
Mentally and physically, it was just nice to kind of get away a little bit. Obviously not too much, but at the same time, it was nice mentally and physically just relax a little bit compared to a regular week. I think we're all rejuvenated and ready to go finish off the season right.
Seeley says the stretch run of the season begins Saturday against K-State.
Obviously we're not pleased with, where our record is now, but it's, that's in the past, and now it's where we're going. And where we're going is, to do as best we possibly can these last 5 weeks, reach our full potential, and, see where we can end up.
Offensive lineman Patrick Scoggins says winning the battle in the trenches against the Wildcats will be a key to the game.
They're really strong and they play extremely hard, which is, I'm looking forward to that because that's the way I play, and, it'll be exciting.
Iowa State at home against Kansas State this Saturday. With Baylor and West Virginia both undefeated halfway through the season, there could still be playoff hopes for the Big 12 Conference. The 8th-ranked Bears and 10th-ranked Mountaineers have to keep winning. While many wrote off the Big 12's chances for a return to the playoffs after Oklahoma's 2 non-conference losses in September, Baylor and West Virginia are among 7 teams from Power 5 leagues still without a loss before the first college football playoff rankings of the season are released next week. When West Virginia coach Dana Holgorsen was asked about talking to his players about their 6-0 start, he initially answered, "I can assure you I'm not going to respond to a college football playoff question." And because there is a long way to go, with 6 more Saturdays of games before the 4 playoff teams will be determined with the final CFP rankings on December 4th. Those final rankings will come a day after Baylor and West Virginia play in a regular season finale that could become a de facto Big 12 championship game. It could also determine if one of them gets in the playoff, though there is no guaranteed spot for the winner. The Big 12 is reinstating its actual title game next season, and that will at least provide league teams a 13th data point for the playoff selection committee to consider, like the other Power 5 conferences already have. When Ohio State won the Big 10 championship game 59-0 2 years ago, the Buckeyes ended up the 4th playoff team ahead of Big 12 co-champions Baylor and TCU, and they went on to win the national championship. In NFL news, Chiefs cornerback D.J. White has had surgery for a fracture in his hand that happened in Kansas City's win over New Orleans and will miss this Sunday's game in Indianapolis. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says he doesn't know how long White will be out. The former 6th-round draft pick has played crucial snaps while cornerback Philip Gaines has been dealing with a knee injury. Gaines was back at practice Wednesday and is expected to play for the Colts. Steven Nelson has primarily played as the nickelback but is capable of playing on the outside, and Kenneth Acker is also capable of filling in at cornerback. And in basketball news, the 2018 Maui Gym Maui Invitational will feature eight Division I programs for the first time in its 35-year history, and Iowa State will be one of them. The Cyclones will participate in what is expected to be one of the strongest fields in tournament history. Joining the Cyclones in Maui will be Arizona, Auburn, Duke, Gonzaga, Illinois, San Diego State, and Xavier. The 2018 appearance marks the second time the Cyclones take the floor in Maui, having last appeared in 1990. The Cyclones went 1-2 that season under Johnny Orr's guidance, defeating Chaminade and falling to Syracuse and Santa Clara. The 2018 Maui Gym Maui Invitational will be played November 19th through the 21st at Maui's famed Lahaina Civic Center, where over the past 5 years, 44 participating players have been drafted by the NBA, and 13 teams that started their season in Maui advanced to the Sweet 16 or further into the NCAA tournament during the same year. All 12 Maui games will be telecast by ESPN networks, with the bracket being announced at a later date. The 2018 event represents the first time in tournament history that eight Division I teams will take the floor, a format which will continue in the following alternating years. Chaminade, which has hosted the tournament since its founding and produced national headlines following upset wins, will continue to host and compete in the opening round on the mainland during those years. For 2019 and the following alternating years, Chaminade will compete in the championship round in Maui. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.